Yesterday, a Superior Court judge in San Francisco ruled that California laws prohibiting same-sex marriage violate the state's constitution. The decision does not mean gay couples can start lining up at the altar. The ruling doesn't take effect for 60 days. Opponents say they expect to have filed appeals well before then. Next stop, the California Supreme Court. We want to hear from callers in California right now. What are people saying about this in your workplace, your church, among your friends? 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address, TOTN@NPR.org. Joining us with more on yesterday's ruling is Herbert Sample, a reporter for the Sacramento Bee. He's with us by phone from his office in Oakland, California. Nice to have you on the program.
Good morning.
What grounds did the judge rule to throw out the previous law in California, which said marriage was defined by being between a man and a woman?
Well, there were several grounds that he used. He basically said that the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution does not allow a law that bars individuals from getting married to the person of their choice, and that although the state has an ability to limit that choice, it has to have a reasonable and rational purpose to that.
And he drew a comparison between this and laws that used to prohibit marriage among the races.
Yes, both state Supreme Court decision and a U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Now, how does his ruling differ, and how much is it the same as the famous ruling in Massachusetts that started all this off a couple of years ago?
I can't tell you what the difference is between the two decisions. The process was different to some extent.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
In California, the laws have been on the books, the two laws. One of them has been on the books for 30-some years. The other one was an initiative that passed in 2000. And the judge said that both of those laws were nullified. In Massachusetts, if I remember correctly, there is no law on the books that says that bans marriage between two men or two women, but the state Supreme Court said that has to be allowed, that the state has to allow that.
We're talking with Herbert Sample, a reporter for the Sacramento Bee, about yesterday's judicial ruling in San Francisco that said same-sex marriage is allowed by the California Constitution. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, opponents of gay marriage said, it's no surprise a judge in San Francisco might rule this way, yet Judge Richard Kramer is not necessarily a poster boy for the left.
No, he was appointed by then-Governor Pete Wilson in the mid-1990s, and Governor Wilson was a Republican. Most political analysts consider him to be a moderate Republican.
Let's get some callers on the line, 800-989-8255, if you'd like to join us. Gina's with us from San Diego.
Hello.
Hi, Gina. You're on the air.
Hi.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just didn't know what to say.
Well, I was just wondering, what are your friends, family, what's the reaction to yesterday's ruling on same-sex marriage?
The reaction to yesterday's ruling was probably, majority of my friends would say 80% are word for it. We were all shocked and floored. I had friends that were extremely depressed when the reversal went through and they were saying that they couldn't get married and that it wasn't going to be legal. I know lots of people that are for it, even if they don't always agree with it, they are for it.
Hmm. So this is a very live issue.
Very much so. And San Diego has a large gay community, as does San Francisco and other places like that. I have gay family members that I think that they have just as much right as everybody else does. And I'm glad to see that there is some common sense being spread around for a change. So it's such a conservative thought pattern.
Well, Gina, California being California, do you expect that this issue is eventually going to find its way onto a ballot as a referendum, an amendment to the state constitution?
I hope it does. I hope that it does. And I hope that when it does, it passes with all the colors in the gay pride flag.
Okay. Gina, thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
And Herbert Sample, we do expect appeals that this case will go to the California Supreme Court. Whichever way the Supreme Court rules, is this likely to end up on the ballot?
Probably so, although it will take some time for that to occur. There are two measures in the legislature right now that are constitutional amendment proposals. However, the legislature, given that it's controlled by Democrats, probably will not pass those two pieces of legislation. So the only other way to get it into the Constitution is to have an initiative. The earliest that could happen is almost definitely June of 2006.
And is so that process would be presumably well after the Supreme Court has ruled.
No, not necessarily. This case could go to the state appeals court first, which would take some time for it to rule, and then the state Supreme Court would probably be appealed there, and that would take some time as well.
All right, let's get another caller on the line. This is Adam. Adam's calling from Berkeley.
Yes, I was just going to say, but I think these well-intentioned people are wasting their time worrying about marriage when they should be worrying about civil unions. I think civil unions are what we're all after. I mean, I myself, I'm heterosexual, but I have 50 members that are gay, and they should have every right as citizens, as the government sees us by Social Security numbers, to unite and get all those rights and privileges that are accorded citizens.
Herbert Sample, civil unions or civic unions, that wasn't at issue in the court case yesterday, was it?
Well, yes, it did come up, and actually in California they're called domestic partnerships. And the judge said that system in which, at this point, gay couples can have almost all of the rights of married couples, that system is akin to separate but equal concept that was nullified by the U.S. Supreme Court decades ago.
Well, that's the case. I mean, I'm sure most of those people that are arguing for it are probably liberal, not to, you know, say a bad word, I myself being one of them. But the fact that we want so much to be separate from church and state, but yet we want the state to legitimize some sort of church status of marriage, what's the big deal?
Well, it's called marriage, whether you get married by the justice of the peace or married in a church, Adam.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah,
marriage is a civic union or a civic procedure.
Yeah.
A wedding can be something different.
Correct.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Thank you, folks.
So when does the next court case come up?
Well, this ruling has to be finalized in the next couple of weeks, and then there will be a period for the appeals to be filed. It could be months before the Court of Appeals or the state Supreme Court gets this case.
And then they'll hear arguments again. As you say, this could take some time. Herbert Sample, thanks very much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Herbert Sample is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee and joined us by phone from Oakland in California. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cohn.